Hello, amazing parents and caretakers, and welcome to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. I'm your family empowerment coach, Celia Kibler. I'm a mom of a blended family of five kids. I'm a grandma of nine kids, an author, a teacher, a speaker, and a consultant with over 40 years of training and real-life parenting experience. I'm here to offer you practical, doable tips, strategies, and techniques that will pump up your parenting skills and create peace, love, and laughter throughout your family. In addition, I'll be interviewing some great humans that are on a mission to make your life a better, happier, and healthier life. So let's not waste any time and get started with the next episode of the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. Thanks for listening. Today, we are talking about when overwhelm hits you, when frustration hits you, what do you do? Because this is very important. In getting control over your actions and your reactions, in staying calm, basically. And you know, I'm all about that. I'm like the calm crusader. I'm all about you guys staying calm in stressful situations, okay? Because that's how we truly learn emotional intelligence. And that's how we role model and teach emotional intelligence to our children or to other people that we are, you know, having a relationship with and communicating with. So before I get started, let's talk about who I am in case you're new to my broadcast. And if you are new, welcome. Give me a hashtag new. Thank you for joining me. I'm Celia Kibler, family and relationship empowerment coach. I'm the award-winning author of Raising Happy Toddlers, How to Build Great Parenting Skills and Stop Yelling at Your Kids, that won the Mom's Choice Award. Also, three children's books all about me. I am grateful and being different is fun. I am the founder of the International Day of Calm and the Day of Calm Foundation coming up on April 5th. So go to dayofcalm.org and pledge our day and sponsor if you're willing to. We appreciate all contributions. I am the founder of Pumped Up Parenting and the co-founder of Fun Fit Family Fitness, a mom of five kids, two I gave birth to and three I gained through marriage, and a grandma to nine. And I've been a real life parent for over 41 years, and my professional and educational experience spans 50 years. So let's get started on talking about how I can help you and what you can do in situations of overwhelm and frustration. And let's face it, we get overwhelmed doing some things at home or at work or even when we're out and about and there's too many people and you get overwhelmed. You can get frustrated with your children, with something that your work is having you do, with not feeling like you have enough time to get stuff done. These things come up in our everyday life. And what do we do about it? How can we help ourselves be in control of a situation? Because honestly, you're the one in control. Everything you do is your fault, good or not so good. So if you do great things, your fault. If you do not so great things, also your fault. If you react positively to a situation, that is your decision. If you react negatively to a situation, also your decision. Keep in mind, many people will say to me, well, you know, when I'm mad, that's a pretty bad emotion. And the truth is, emotions are simply emotions. We all have them because we're all human. They are simply emotions, nothing more. What is good or not so good? I don't particularly like the word bad. What is good or not so good is the way we respond to an emotion. When we are disappointed, how do we respond? When we are thrilled, how do we respond? When we're excited, how do we respond? When we're overwhelmed, how do we respond? The response is what can be positive or negative, and that is under your control. And guys, if you're really tired of yelling all the time, be it at your kids, be it in life, yourself, your coworkers, at work, you're feeling all this and it creates you feeling like you have to yell. Got a great 21-day program going 21 days. You can put a family system in place where yelling is no longer necessary. If you go to quityelling.com, don't forget the coupon code podcast. Coupon code podcast, quityelling.com. Someone could put that in the comments for me. I'd appreciate it. Okay. So now you have a situation and you're overwhelmed or you're seriously frustrated. These kind of situations are what elevates us to start wanting to get upset, yell, scream, do whatever, cuss, whatever it is you do when you feel you're getting out of control. So that is a feeling. I want you to think about how you personally feel if you're getting out of control. Bedtime routine makes you mad. I see that, Stefania. So what you can do for a bedtime routine is make sure it is done the same way every day, day after day after day. A routine creates a habit. You have to have a bedtime routine because it puts your brain and your child's brain into sleep mode. So make sure that bedtime routine is the same step-to-step system before bed. It should start an hour before bed. And that sequence, whether it's like take a bath, you go to the bathroom, you brush your teeth, you put on your pajamas, we read some books, we sing a song, lights out. If that's it, it should be that sequence every single night until it is mastered. Don't give up on it the second time you do it and it's not working. It's not working because nobody's good at it yet. Give yourself a chance to master it. Give your child a chance to master it. It will make them more confident. It will make them more independent. And they will be able to settle down for bed much easier. So I hope that helps. Okay. So what do you do in that situation if it makes you irritable and overwhelms you and makes you mad? Really analyze it. What is it? Were you doing what I was asked, what I was explaining? Are you staying consistent? What is it? You're so welcome, honey. What is it about that situation that is frustrating you? And how can you make it better? So here's one technique I want to share with you when you're feeling angered, okay? You know Peppa Pig? Well, it's not about Peppa Pig, but I do call it Peppa. P-E-P-A. Pause, evaluate, plan, and act. Okay? Just like I just did to help Stefania, we slowed down, we paused. Let's evaluate what's going on. Is that nighttime routine? Is it really structured? Is it really done step by step? Are we doing it every single night in the same order, the same way until it is mastered? Then just like we did, well, it must not have been because what I said helped Stefania. So now she has a new plan. And her plan is to put this routine into place and then go to bed. So act on it. She walks away after each step. How old is she, Stefania? Okay, I'll wait till you tell me how old she is. It is up to you to keep your little ones on task. 3, she needs help. So it is not up to her to walk away. Make the routine, make pictures so she can see what's next. And as she gets through the routine, encourage her. Give her a sticker, give her points. I have a great system to encourage parents, help parents encourage kids. Reach out if you'd like to know about that system. But you want to encourage her success every step of the way. So make pictures, cut them out with her, make a sign, put it on a wall so she can see it, and then let her go, okay, what's next? So right now we're taking a bath. There's a little bathtub. What's next? We go potty, or maybe we go potty first. We go potty. Then what's next? We take a bath. Then what's next? Maybe we go potty again. Then what? There's a toothbrush. We brush our teeth. Let her see it. So she is knowing that it's there for her to look at. She has helped you create it. She's got some skin in the game. And she's being encouraged to stay on task through stickers or some type of motivation, as well as you going, great. Okay, you did one. Let's check that off. Be excited to keep her on task. 3 years old. I mean, look at this. So she's only been on this planet 3 years. One of those years, for the most part, she was a blob. They are not adults. They are not us. Their little brains are severely underdeveloped. Our human brains don't develop until we're 25 years old. She has 22 more years to a fully developed brain. It is up to us to guide them, coach them, encourage them, not always do for them. Okay, wait, I have to unfold my leg because it's falling asleep. So remember that. We have to encourage our children to stay on task. If you're getting overwhelmed and upset trying to work with her or your child or a coworker, then you're tearing down the whole relationship. Yelling, screaming never solved anything. And it makes children afraid of you and certainly not cooperative. It will make them more defiant. So depending on how you want your child, if you're screaming and yelling, that's what you're going to get. Okay, so let's talk about Peppa again. Things are getting overwhelming. Things are getting frustrating. You could start screaming and yelling and let your frustration out, or you could take a step back. You can pause. You can think about what is actually going on here. Evaluate. Then you can make a plan. What is a better way to approach this that would be productive and constructive? And then act on that plan, Peppa. And once you think about the word Peppa in your head, you've already paused. So you've already paused. You have to get control of your emotions before you can ever model good emotional intelligence to your children. If you are screaming and yelling because you're overwhelmed or frustrated with them, they are learning to scream and yell when they're overwhelmed or frustrated. If something's not going right and you're disappointed and your child's disappointing you or someone else is disappointing you and you throw a tantrum, which is basically what screaming and yelling is, that's what they're going to do back. Anger, frustration, rage creates more anger, frustration, and rage. Calm creates more calm. So if you can look at a situation, you can step back from an argument, even if you're having a heated argument that starts to get heated with your spouse or partner or coworker, give each other permission to take a step back. We need to pause here. We need to take a step back, think about what's going on, and come back when we're not so upset. Because if you don't, boom, you've got a screaming match started and nothing will get resolved. And in fact, it will get worse. Have you ever resolved anything screaming and yelling? No. And as far as parenting goes, if you are parenting your child through anger and rage, you are raising an angry, raging adult, or one that is so intimidated and so afraid of conflict, they grow up to become like a doormat because they become the peacemaker. Everything has to be peaceful. Let me solve the problems of the world and my home. You ruin their confidence, destroy it. People that are screamed and yelled at as kids grow up with very low confidence. second guessing themselves all the time. Give me some kind of emoji if you second guess yourself all the time. That is a lack of confidence. If someone says, what do you want for dinner? And you're like, oh, whatever you want. And you don't actually voice your opinion. That's because you're afraid of what other people think of you. And you're afraid of what other people think of you because through your childhood, you were always judged. And you were always feeling like nothing you did was right and everything you did was wrong. If you are still yelling at your kids, or you're yelling at anyone, you still cannot control your anger, I encourage you to learn a better way. And go to quityelling.com, get the 21 Days to Stop Yelling program, coupon code podcast, because that like drops the price like 60%. Super good coupon code. And learn a better way and put a parenting system in place in your home. We have systems for everything. We go to school to learn how to be a plumber, to learn how to be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher. We have a school to learn how to be an accountant, to learn how to be a manager. We go to school for everything. Yet people think that parenting, the single most important responsibility on this planet, is not important enough to learn a peaceful, respectful, cooperative way to relate and raise your children. It's not important enough. Career is so much more important. And meantime, kids get left out and feel unloved. And when you feel unloved, you grow up hating yourself. You don't grow up hating your parents. You grow up hating yourself. What kind of childhood do you think someone who goes into an elementary school and shoots up a school had? What kind of childhood created all that anger and rage in that person? Please think twice before you're screaming and yelling at your kids all the time. Before you're showing, I'm disappointed in you, and this is how I respond with an out-of-control tantrum. And then they have a tantrum, and you get mad at them. You taught them. Well, technically, their brain did first, but you also confirmed it. If you want a next generation of calmer, more responsible adults that are not quick to judge or criticize or ridicule, we have to start at the human core with our parenting and with the way we live our lives. We are all role models to children, not just parents. Teachers, doctors, people that are checking us out in the food store, people that they see on TV. We are all role models. They are learning from all of us. How are we going to end the anger and rage of society that is at epidemic proportions right now? Is to start at the human core and start with you. Can one person start the change? Absolutely. The good news is when you stop the generational cycles of dysfunction and abuse in your family and you say, this ends with me, I'm not doing this anymore. When you decide to change that and stop that, you directly affect seven generations into the future. You're going to change the way your children's emotional intelligence is. You're going to change their children and their children. Do you want your grandchildren screamed and yelled at all the time if that's what you're doing? Because that is what they will get. Unless somebody says, this is crazy. We need to stop. We can't keep abusing children, hitting them, treating them like garbage, trafficking, all this stuff to kids like that. They're not human. We own them. They're not human beings. They're under our control at all times. Do you know what that causes? Anger and defiance. And it creates adults that hate themselves. And if an adult hates themselves, if a teenager hates themselves, he's going to take that anger and rage, or she is going to take that anger and rage out in some form. And it will probably not be so good. We have to believe in a better way. You know, on April 5th, the International Day of Calm is coming up. Go to dayofcalm.org, pledge the day, and don't just pledge. If you can even contribute a dollar, $2, $5, we can take this to the limits of the world. My teachings and the people on our team are working so hard in so many places. I work in school systems and colleges for parents and students. C.L. King works in jails and other places where people are confined, talking about how they can get free and how they can stay free. We have people that work in the spiritual field, people that work in the corporate field. All these people come together for the Day of Calm Summit, April 5th, 6th, and 7th, to bring you workshops to help you stay calm in all areas of your life. And basically, I mean, you reduce that stress, you become more intentional, and you stop feeling overwhelmed and frustrated, and you start feeling productive, constructive, respectful, cheerful, happy, more relaxed, more calm, more fun. So join us for the dayofcalm.org. Okay, guys, I got to get going. I thank you for being here. And I wish you days filled with peace, love, tons of laughter. You can still laugh and have a great time and be a wonderfully calm person. So laugh more, find the funny, find your calm, and I'll see you here next time. Thank you for listening to the Pumped Up Parenting Podcast. If this episode was helpful to you, please share it with a friend and leave us a review that will help others. Wonder why kids don't come with a manual? Well, wonder no more, because I wrote you one, and it's just won a wonderful Mom's Choice Award. Go to celiasbooks.com and buy your copy of Raising Happy Toddlers, as well as my children's books. I appreciate you being part of my mission to help 10 million parents stop yelling at their kids. Please be intentional and hug on those kids of yours. See you at the next episode.